And here's another 4ZZZ affirmation. A goose is beautiful until it stands next to a peacock.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Dane and Lavinia with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, three councils in northern Queensland, Rockhampton, Livingston and Gladstone, are pitching their regions as investment opportunities for the Australian Defence Force. The Central to Defence Working Group, as they call themselves, have highlighted their strategic advantages in northern Australia and their proximity to the Shoalwater Bay training area. Mayor of Gladstone, Matt Burnett, says that, quote, "If you see what defence has done for Darwin or Townsville or other major cities where there's a big defence presence, what that can do for our local economy here is huge," end quote. A sinkhole has opened up in Brisbane's Coronation Drive, shutting down one of the busiest roads in the city while authorities ensure the road's structural integrity. The sinkhole, which takes about a third of a lane, could delay traffic for up to a few hours, considering Coronation Drive's already congested state around this time of day. In national news, Anti-Slavery Commissioner Chris Evans has called for a revision of lax Australian government anti-slavery laws. Commissioner Evans suggested that the current system, which only requires disclosures of slavery risks, has led to too many Australian companies taking a tick-a-box approach to compliance. This regulatory oversight, in Evans' eyes, has led to Australia becoming a dumping ground for slave-made goods.
Furthermore, the Australian government is overdue on a commitment to an international framework meant to conserve biological diversity. In line with Target 18 of the coming Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, adopted 3 years ago, Australia was meant to report harmful incentives to biological diversity by the end of 2025. However, the government has stayed silent on the matter, spurring a group of researchers to assess on the government's behalf. Publishing a study in the Australasian Journal of Environment Management, the researchers found $26.3 billion worth of harmful annual incentives in the government's 2024 to 2025 budget, or 4% of the total budget, that is hindering Australian biological diversity. In contrast, the government spent under $1 billion in the budget to help biodiversity. In international news, after 108 days and 3,700 kilometres on foot, 19 monks and Aloka, a rescue dog from India, completed their peace walk from Texas to Washington to, quote, "spread awareness of peace, loving kindness and compassion across America and the world," unquote. They travelled through snow, desert, plains and cities, stopping along the way to promote peace talks at universities and town gatherings, reminding citizens that peace is not only for governments, but for ourselves and the way we hold ourselves in our everyday lives. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we